The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I am Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed this is the voice of the Christian resistance on the 16th day of February 2022. And tonight we have, this is Pledge Week, folks. We have approximately 6 hours of radio time left to raise enough money to stay on the air for another whole month. And I think it was Pastor Joe will have to tell me about, how much did we need, Pastor Joe? Was what, 86?
Our amount. $98,528.
Well, we don't need quite that much now because we can knock off about $12,000 on that. Okay, so Right. Anyhow, we need that by this time next month. It's very important that we do that. Now, we have tonight being pledge night. We have on the board, the Lord of the board, none other than the mighty Andrew.
Hello, Pastor and everyone.
And here in the studio, we've got fluttering about little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
All right, now get out there. Go and get on that telephone, okay? And then we have on the other room, and they're the Radical Randy on the other phone. So it's Pledge Week. And, of course, you just heard, way out yonder, we have Pastor Joel Larson, the Missouri parson.
The highly unpaid professional assistant is back once more.
And then we have a special guest tonight, a lot prettier than us, Joe, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny.
Doesn't take much.
Hey, Sherry.
Hey, good afternoon, Pastor.
Good to have you. Good to have you back. It's been a while. Listen, we got a lot to talk about tonight.
Yep.
All righty. We're going to get, I had a Bible study. The title of my message was The Black Robed Regiment, and we preached out of Galatians 4, 21 through 31, and also taken from the chaplains and the clergy of the Revolution. And so this has to do with what's happening in Canada and what's happening here and with what you're doing and what we're doing. We've been in this battle now for 50 years this year. And so we're going to pick it up. And I want you to comment as we go through here. This is some of my commentary, but I want you and Pastor Joe to comment. And then we're going to tell people about what's going to happen on Saturday in Canton, Ohio. Something big coming up, so. We're going to pick it up where we left off, and this is my commentary. Just as the clergy of the Revolution were feared and hated by the tyrants, the true men of God, and today, the true men of God are a real minority among the majority of, get along, go along, tuck tail and run, and compromise prissy preachers. And today, those that are standing fast and telling the truth, Joe Biden said that those preachers that preach the old-fashioned way are going to be charged with hate crimes. Okay. Well, guess what, Joe? You're the one that's going to be charged with a hate crime, and that's by God Almighty himself.
Amen to that.
And so what do you think? Sherry, I wish half the pastors in this country had the courage you, as a lady, have to stand up and fight back.
Well, I don't think that God gave privilege to gender about fighting back. I think that he's, you know, it's when you think about Esther, you know, and you think about all the things that she did, and you think about Ruth, and you think about Mary, you know, Jesus' mother herself. I mean, you know, quite the radical in those days to claim that you had, you were inspired by God to give birth to the Son of God. I mean, that's a pretty radical position to take, you know. So there's a lot of really super strong women in the Bible. So I just think that when God taps you on the head, you need to listen.
Well, you know, Esther and Rahab the harlot, their life was on the line. If the old king was having a bad day, Esther could lose her head. And Rahab, had she been captured, that was high treason, and you did not die slowly for committing high treason in those days. So those ladies had some courage, didn't they?
Yeah, they really did. And I think that it's sad to me that, you know, that we have demasculinated, you know, men in this country, you know, with all the toxic masculinity stuff they've been accused of and all of those things that, you know, that it just like puts men in a position that they can't be strong because they're going to be accused of being over the top. And what we need right now is strong leadership. And mostly we need strong leadership from men. And if the men aren't going to step up to the plate and be strong leaders, then the next most important people on the planet to step up are going to be the women.
You're absolutely right. Here's the next commentary. We, the people of the United States of America and our neighbors to the north, Canada, will never, no, not ever, bow down to the tyranny of the Antichrist, deathocratic communist oppressors. We will never accept baby killing because it's legal. We will never, ever accept the killing of the elderly in the nursing homes so that crooked judges and prosecutors and nursing home operators can steal their estates. What do you think?
Well, I think that everything that's going on up in Canada right now, I mean, I can't tell you, I've been sent a countless number of videos of the truckers. You know, and some of them are TikTok videos, they're like 2 minutes, some of them are longer, and every single one of them brings tears to my eyes. I'm not kidding. It just moves me with such an incredible passion that these were men who sat around and said, you know, we're tired of hearing people talking about we need to do something. We're going to get up and we're going to do something. And you see the strength and the power of it's like the cavalry is coming, and they just did. And you see the people lining up along the roads and on the overpasses, and it's just so awe-inspiring. And to me, I feel like what's happening right now is in Canada and Ottawa, it's like the world's Waterloo. If Trudeau prevails and has continued to smash his own people who are just there to get him to talk to him and hear their concerns, if Trudeau prevails, then that will give power to every other tyrannical monster across this country to do the same thing to the people.
You're absolutely right. And
supported and backed by the World Education Forum or the WEF. And but if the truckers prevail, that's a win for the entire world.
It is. And you've got Joe Obama, known as Joe Biden, trying to encourage Baby Castro to bring the max down. But here's the problem Baby Castro is having. More and more police officers are resigning. They said, we'll quit before we will arrest these people. These are our citizens here. What they're doing to them, they're doing to us. You have the army. The army has already told them, no, we're not going to go out. We're not going to go against our people. That is not obeying the law. Now, the hypocrisy, the extreme hypocrisy by Baby Castro, he's calling these truckers, these are peaceful patriots. He's calling them, saying that they're terrorists. When he encouraged burn, loot, and murder, he encouraged Antifa, saying that they were just exercising their civil rights. Baby Castro, you are a liar. You are a coward, Baby Castro, unless you repent, because you have committed treason against God and country. And by the way, he doesn't have a very much of a respect for God at all. Baby Castro, if you're listening, you need to repent or you're going to be burning in hell. And that's right from God's Word, the Bible, right? Yep.
Exactly. I think Dr. Tenpenny was totally right, but the sad part is it took our neighbors in the north to help awaken this country. You and I have been telling people, this ministry is the voice of the Christian resistance. We've been telling people for longer than I care to think, or longer than a lot of our listeners.
50 years this year.
Yeah, that this is a revolution. The communists, the One World Order, are trying to take over, and we have a spiritual and physical battle at hand, and we must join it to save the future for our children and grandchildren. It's really sorry that it took the Canadians to give the Americans an example of how to fight back.
Well, Sherry is one of those doctors. We've had Dr. Scott and the others we've had on here. She has sold out to God and not Big Pharma. The problem is, here I've had more people come to me and say, Pastor, you know, I am bewildered. I had trusted my doctor. And my doctor told me, encouraged me to get the shot. Unbelievable. And, you know, I had two of them that encouraged me to get the shot. And, well, I gave them, a little piece of my mind, and they told me that I had been listening to disinformation. So,
yeah.
And here, you'll like this one, Sherry. We will never accept the genocide of America by the hands of a completely corrupt government run by mad, fiendish scientists and corrupt politicians. Those of us who truly trust in God and what He has given us for our healing, the herbs of the apothecary, will never, no, not ever, trust the sorcery and the wizardry of Big Pharma and its cauldrons. We will never, never surrender to their depopulation genocide by the and bioweapons. What do you think?
Well, I would hope that would start to resonate and be the siren song of 300 million people in this country and nearly 8 billion people around the world, because honestly, that's what they've done. And the people have just rolled over and rolled up their arms, and instead of giving their worries and their concerns and giving their conversation to God and say, Jesus, I'm really worried. Please take this worry from me and remove this demon of fear out of my body, Lord, because I need to trust you and not trust the sorcerers. So people got these shots out of convenience or out of fear. And if they got it out of fear, then they were bowing their knee to the wrong person or the wrong entity or to the wrong God. They were bowing their knee to the pharmakia and the sorcerers. If they got it out of convenience, then that means they have no concept whatsoever that their body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and they have just made the most major defilement that they almost could do at all. This bioweapon that goes in and destroys your genetics, damages your DNA, suppresses your immune system, shuts down your innate immune system and your toll-like receptors, and you did it because you wanted to go on a cruise?
Well, you know what's happening here? See, remember, going back to 2020, I said in March 2020, I can't believe people are falling for this. I cannot believe they're falling for this the way this scamdemic. And people were telling me that, I was a right-wing, I was nuts and this and that. And I said, no, you folks, I don't believe this. It's like Little Chicken Little. This is the biggest scam since the teaching of evolution. And, of course, probably most of those people believed in evolution. But here you have the fake news media, what they call the blue step. The blue step is when all of the fake news media, and what they call, these are people that are contracted. They sign a contract to give their to stay with the word they use is narrative. That's another word for lie. So when they sign, they're contracted liars. And I was listening to Mr. Stephanopoulos trying to convince Rand Paul to say that, well, the election wasn't stolen. Rand Paul turned him every which way but loose. Mr. Stephanopoulos, you lied. You lied and you lied and you lied over and over. See, God's watching this. And he says all liars will have their place in lake of fire. And Leslie Stahl is another one. When President Trump, everything President Trump said was true. And so here, we will not accept the blue step of the fake news media. And when they come out and they're saying that Dr. Tenpenny is giving out false information. I remember the hit piece that the Plain Deceiver wrote about you out there. Unbelievable that you were giving out misinformation.
That was mild compared to the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Financial Times, Brian Williams, Jimmy Kimmel, all of them it just took me through dragged me through the mud. And I was like, that's okay, Lord. I asked for this. I said to the Lord right before this happened, when I did that testimony down at the health committee in Columbus, the night before, Pastor, this is really true. This is really what happened. I said, you know what, Lord, you got to do something bigger here, man. You got to move me to a different place on the chessboard. Because even though I've done, at that point in time, almost, 400 interviews, I've done over 600 now, almost 400 interviews, I'm preaching to the choir. We got to do something to move this beyond the people that just know me and fear me all the time. Listen, I don't care what you need to do. I don't care what the consequences are. Your people are not hearing this message, Lord. You need to move me bigger on the chessboard. Well, that was just a lesson in be careful what you ask for.
yeah, I guess.
So all of these people started hearing about Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and the disinformation dozen and how people get magnetized. And I thought, it just goes on and on and on. But that means that all those people that watch MSNBC, CNN, read all the mainstream print media rags, all of a sudden started hearing stuff that they had never been told before. So when this started happening to me, I just smiled and I said, thank you, Lord. You put me right where you needed me to be.
Well, Sherry, we have a whole lot more listeners than a plain dealer has readers. And we took these articles and we let them know about who was putting out misinformation. And here, you had, they were saying, she's telling you that if you get the shot, that spoons and forks will stick to you. Okay. And then, again, we went out and we said, here, the science is on her side. All of those frontline doctors we've had on here agree totally with what you're saying. And, again, the hypocrisy of the fake news media, and that's why they're losing listenership. Do you know that CNN's lost 80% of its listeners? 80% they've lost, okay? And people wonder why. The fake news media, Leslie Stahl, doesn't understand why they're losing listenership at such a rate. Okay, I've got to go to Linda from Chicago Place 100 and Prue, Lena. That is Lena. Thank you, Lena. And Prue in Illinois pledges 1,000. Thank you, Prue. The number is 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Right now, folks, we need we are $4,900 short of our goal tonight. $4,900 short of our goal. We need to hear from you. We've got virtually just tonight and two more days this week to raise enough money for the entire next month. Now, Sherry, you've got an event coming up. It's very important this coming Saturday from 9 to 10 in Canton, Ohio. And why don't you just tell us about it? Because tell them what you're doing, what the money's going for.
Well, we'll just back up one step, and we'll just talk about the Reawaken American Tour that's been put on by Clay Clark, that started April of last year with his first one. And they've done almost one a month, or about one every 3 weeks or so, across the country, which has, big speakers talking about the government and the election fraud and problems with vaccines and all kinds of amazing topics. And I've spoken at quite a few of those events. And so this one that's in Canton, Ohio, it's Friday and Saturday of this coming weekend, where you can go to Reawaken American Tour, and you can get your tickets. They have live stream tickets. They have all the events that are there and tell you all who the speakers are and everything. And it's all day Friday and all day Saturday. And I'm actually speaking at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern time on Friday the 18th. And my topic that I'm speaking on this year is the intentional destruction of the temple, the spiritual ramifications of the COVID shot. And that's what my talk is on this Friday, and what it's been for a while. Because I sat back this year and said, well, we've talked about the myth of the mask, the fraud of the testing, you know, the nonsense of the social distancing, all the problems with the shots for the last 2 years. Lord, what do you want me to talk about this year? And it was about the two questions that had not gotten answered. One was, why are they doing this? And the second question is, what is the end game? And I guess the third question is, spiritually, what can we do to recover from allowing our bodies to be injected by this stuff that will permanently change our genes? Well, I'm actually speaking on Friday, Friday the 18th, this coming Friday at 2 p.m. So the next morning at 8 o'clock, we're having a breakfast in Canton, and it's a fundraising breakfast for my organization, which is thetenpennyalliance.org. Thetenpennyalliance.org, where you can read all kinds of stuff about what we're doing, because like the truckers, and I sort of feel a kinship to that, because the truckers said, we're sick of hearing people talk about it, we're going to do something about it. Well, I was sick and tired of hearing people talk about how bad the healthcare system is and why it needs to change. So I said, well, if not now, when? And if not, who? Me. If not Amen. Me, who, right? And so I said, well, I'm going to start it. So I did. We are raising money to start the parallel healthcare system. It's going to start right here in Northeast Ohio with three centers that we're in the process of I've got two of the locations already picked out. There'll be a third, maybe a fourth in Northeast Ohio. Then we have a rollout plan to take these clinics. Now, this won't be a whole hospital. This will be a smaller clinic, about 4,500 to 5,000 square feet, focused on respiratory care. So earache, sore throat, sinusitis, lung stuff. People think they have COVID. They need to get early, aggressive treatment. We've got amazing treatment protocols that I've gathered from people across the country and around the world that really work, unlike anything they're doing at the Cleveland Clinic, UH, or Metro. We're going to appropriately diagnose people, appropriately treat them, and we're also going to have a way inside of the centers for long-term care to restore your immune system after you've been damaged by these shots, restore your cardiovascular system after you've been damaged by these shots. And I've already been approached by five states. We haven't even got the first one up yet. By locations in five states to please, as soon as you have this up, please come and contact us. So so the only thing that's keeping us back from rolling this out in the biggest of way, like everything else, it comes down to time and money. So we're raising the money that goes into a 501c3, every dollar possible. And it'll be a contribution to help grow America's new healthcare system.
So they can contribute to this by going. Well, tell the folks how can PayPal? Can they go and pay for it with a credit card?
No. Yeah, if you go to the Tenpenny, TENPENNY, just like it sounds, thetenpennyalliance.org. You can buy a ticket to the breakfast, or if you can't come to the breakfast, if you're listening from out of state, or you want to contribute some other amount, there's a donation button on the website that you can donate with a credit card or through a credit. I don't think we're hooked up to PayPal, because I got permanently banned from PayPal, so I don't think we're hooked up to PayPal. But there's ways inside of the checkout area, and every dollar counts. So if it's $10, $25, $2,500, you know, we had somebody donate we've had several people donate $10,000 because they just believe in what we're doing. And so it's the capital equipment costs and buying these buildings, our first round of raise that we need to raise in the first year is about $8.5 million. So it takes a lot to buy a building, three buildings, gut them on the inside, rebuild them out with state-of-the-art medical equipment, hire the people. I've got over 500 people, Pastor, on a list from the Cleveland Clinic and University Hospital that have already called me and said, please hire me. I don't want to work in that beastly system anymore. So right here in Northeast Ohio, we're going to launch this, and it's really, really going to happen.
Well, I want to be a big part of that, too. You can depend on us. You need airtime, whatever I can help. Any way we can help, we'll help. And we already made a donation, and we'll make another one. So,
well, God bless you. Thank you so much. I mean, it's just, I'm really excited because there's a lot of places where I've spoken. They're like, you're going to start this in Cleveland? Absolutely. Cleveland, Ohio, Northeast Ohio, it's the best kept secret in America. It's a great place here. And besides that, I live here. I live on the west side of Cleveland. I live in Olmsted Falls. And I have to do this here to get my hands around it. You know, I've got to be part of the build out, the implementation, putting all the systems in order. So it's a systematic approach, hire just the right people, get everybody trained. And, you know, it's so funny, Pastor, because I didn't want to do this project. I didn't. And it just kept coming up and coming up, and I kept praying about it every single day. Lord, are you sure, like, really sure this is what you want me to do? I mean, you know the expression where it says, if you want to hear God laugh, tell him your plan? Well, that was kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah.
But Lord, I really don't want to do this. And I said, so here's the deal, Lord. If this is really what you want me to do, then you've got to have all of these doors open and fall forward just like dominoes, with like ding, ding, ding. Because if it's a hard work and it's like a big struggle, I just don't think I have it in me. Well, guess what? Hear God laugh. Every single thing that I wanted to do to move this forward, people are just coming to bat and they're going, I can put in $25. I can put in $100. I know people that have more money. Yes, let us help you get started. Can you hire me? It's just been the Lord's work saying, you know, but Terry, you're staying in the ring. Go over there and quit complaining about it, about being tired, and just get the work done.
All righty. Well, count us in. Pastor Joe and I, we're in with both feet. We want to get one here. And
yeah, we'll definitely help and promote. But I was just thinking when you were talking, Doctor, the word gravitas came to mind. It's an odd word, but I remember back. Do you remember when all of a sudden the news, every liberal reporter in the country was using the word gravitas one day?
The echo chamber.
All around me were going, I've never heard that word. What is it? And the whole world should have realized right then what Pastor Ernie was talking about when he was talking about the blue step.
The echo chamber.
You know, this echo chamber, they're all parodying the most unusual word that most people had never heard.
Well, I helped them out because when they started that show, the Talking Heads, when you had Rachel Maddow and the others, you know, and Chris Wallace, I told them, I says, they've learned a new word.
Yeah.
Here, and so every time they would come up with a new word and they would do that, I would help them. Sherry, did you notice how... When they talked about the stealing the election fraud, not only were they in complete lockstep and said exactly the same thing, but now here's something a little different. They did this little thing, this little quirk before they went up like that. They all did that up like that, and then they said there's no evidence. Exactly,
right.
This, you know, one after the other. They, in other words, they. They had to practice that, to do that, to lie the way they did. And we outed them for lying. We outed Brett Baer. We outed Chris Wallace. We outed Smith. Was it Sharon Smith or whatever from those, and Neil Cabuto. And the reason we went after Fox News, Sherry, was because they claimed to be fair and balanced when the others, you know, the others, we knew they were, you know, they didn't even deny lying, most of them.
But my point was they were using this word, and they were using it really inappropriately. Dr. Tenpenny is one of the few people that really does have gravitas, and it would be a correct usage of the word. So I just wanted to throw that out there. They came up with this word, but even then, when they don't lie, they still can't get it right. Even when they're trying to make something up, they get it wrong.
Well, when the fake news media hates you as much as they hate her, you know she's doing something right. Right.
Right.
Well, I kept saying the more that they keep doing, first of all, you know, no such thing as bad publicity, right?
Yeah.
That's what they say in Hollywood.
You can't pay that much for that type of getting your name out there. I mean, right after they did all that stuff back in July, I mean, it almost crashed our site because we had so many people coming to drtenpenny.com looking me up and seeing what that was all about. And so it was, you know, it was good. I mean, when I got kicked out of Australia in 2015, it became an international event. And I've got on more radio shows and more podcasts out of that than you couldn't pay for it for that kind of, you know, advertising,
yeah.
Right? And yet the more they say horrible things about you with, you know, calling you names, I mean, it's to the point where the only defense that they have is character assassination and mudslinging and name-calling. I mean, that's it. It's like kindergarten. It's like playing with the bully in the kindergarten class. They don't have anything on you, so they just have to call you names.
Well, Joe,
that's how they do everything. They never argue.
Yeah.
You know, doctor, like they never argue facts or logic or the Bible. It's always emotion or name-calling, and everything's about getting people worked up emotionally, but they never back it with facts. They never, you know, hit a point straight on. They always, like you said, attack with names or character assassination or something. They never fight fair.
Well, in the early days,
no, not at all. And the more name calling they do, the more you know you're covering right.
Well, that's what happened in the early days of this radio program. They went after me out there, the fake news media, and I made a commitment that whichever one attacked, I would give them better than I got, and I did that every single time when they went after me. I really went after the plain dealer. Remember Carl Monday when he was doing his fake news reports? I went after him. Because they went after the common law court, he put a complete, total, fictitious story out, and his station called me and said, "Please, Pastor, you've got to back up. You know, this you can't take this stuff personal." I said, "Listen, when you're lying about myself and the people that work with this ministry, yeah, I take it personally." And so, you have to do that. You have to fight. You always got to give them better than you get, and we've done that all of these years. We'll give them better than we get. So,
absolutely.
And that's what Sherry's doing. Sherry, tell us again about Saturday. Tell us again, folks, get your pen and paper and write this down. Don't miss it.
It's a breakfast that we're having, and you can find out all the information about the tickets. And like I said, all this money goes to the foundation. All the ticket sales, all the net ticket sales after expenses goes into operational costs and what we're building to get equipment for the new Tenpenny Clinic. And you can find this by going to thetenpennyalliance.org, thetenpennyalliance.org. And there will be breakfast from 8 till about 10 on Saturday morning in Canton, and all the details are on the website where the location is and all of those things. It's a place to get together, hear more about what this plan is all about, ask me, you know, questions, and just have a dialogue. Whatever you want to talk about with COVID or anything else or what we're planning, and just come and be part of the new change. And I'm so proud to say that it's going to start right here in Northeast Ohio.
All right. We're going to see, hopefully, should the Lord tarry, we will see clinics and we will see independent doctors that are not owned by Big Pharma that care more for their patients than they do about keeping their job and being associated with one of the big hospitals. And so, praise the good Lord. Again,
Pastor,
yeah.
We're going to have to put her on the Thursday morning prayer list every Thursday to keep what she's doing in prayer. I was looking at two quick things for her. In Second Chronicles, we're talking about not having to fight the battle yourselves. O Judah, O Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And then in Isaiah, in chapter 41, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So we will keep you in prayer, and we will ask our listeners out there, a few million people, to hold you in this mission of yours in prayer, and that we know that the right hand of God is with you.
All right, and
oh,
Sherry,
thank you so much.
If you can remember, tell Michelle to contact me a little earlier when you have these events coming up. Contact me, and we'll plug it because like I said, we want to jump in with both feet on this thing and help you out, and it needs to be done. And I know that there's hundreds of doctors out there, real doctors, again, who are willing to be a part of this, to sign up. It would be really good to get. Wouldn't it be nice, again, to be able to not have all of these, you know, clinics and that are what they call, well, today they're called woke. I'm fed up with woke. What about you? There you go.
I don't even like to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because I think it's just so disgusting. It's like, you know, no, thank you. You know, sometimes you just don't embrace things and you just ignore them, and that's the place where they should be. Should just ignore them, then maybe they'll go away.
Well, the medical, the integrity in the medical association, especially the AMA, has really suffered. I mean, it has taken a big hit. The credibility and trustability now of many doctors out there today has really fallen. I mean, people just don't trust them anymore. I was at the VA, and I was there was a fellow sitting next to me, and he only had one leg, and he was grumbling, and I said, what's wrong? You know, we were talking, and he said, I come in here, and they wanted to give me that shot, that vaccine. And I told them I didn't want one. And then I'm in here, and the next thing I know, they got a needle in my arm. And now they tell me I got to take the backups to that, okay? And so he went in, and I gave him the shot when he told him he didn't want it. And so there you go. Oh, and I just got a letter Saturday from a family, from a fella, an older fella, who said that His entire family took the poisonous plug, and he said he's the only one left. He said they've all died, one by one.
Oh, my.
And so, anyhow, right now.
Well, here's what we're fighting, if I can throw something in. There's a story just out today. The FDA executive, Christopher Cole, in a hidden camera interview, he got caught by Project Veritas, one of their journalists. And this man, Christopher Cole, said, Biden wants to inoculate as many people as possible. Quote, you have to get an annual shot. I mean, it hasn't been formally announced yet because they don't want to, like, you know, rile everybody up. And while he was on camera, he acknowledged the financial incentive for Pfizer and the drug companies to promote these additional vaccinations. He said, quote, it will be recurring fountain of revenue. Might not be that much initially, but if they can get every person required at an annual vaccine, that's going to be a recurring return of money, a fountain of revenue going into their companies.
I've never preached so many funerals so close together as I preached recently.
Yeah,
and I was talking to funeral home, the coroners, not the coroners, but the embalmers there at the funeral home, and they were telling me that there are some strange and, I mean, ungodly things. They said that in these people that are dying, when they cut into them to do the autopsies, they're running into horrible, horrible, like their veins are almost like caulking or something. What do you think of that, Sherry?
Well, I've seen it. Dr. Jane Ruby talking about it on Stu Peters, and I know that there's other people that are talking about it. And here's what I think is actually happening. Here's the mechanism of that, and it's happening in people who've had these genetic modification shots injected into them. Is that there's tiny little micro resistors that's in them that they've identified four different countries now: Spain, Germany, the New Zealand, and the UK have identified these micro circuitries in there that are the size of a fraction of a grain of rice, and that they can assemble, disassemble, and reassemble, so they cause hypercoagulability. That's also what the messenger RNA does and what the chemicals are and things that surround the messenger RNA, particularly in the Pfizer and the Moderna shot. So it causes hypercoagulability, which the plain English term for that is like it makes your blood sticky. And so as long as your heart's beating, and maybe you're even on an anticoagulant, either a medical one or a natural anticoagulant, You know, as long as your heart's beating and you've got circulation and you've got blood flow, that stickiness doesn't fully manifest. But when you die and your heart stops beating and your blood stops circulating, that stickiness that has been caused by the spike protein, the antibodies to the spike proteins, all the particulate matter that's inside of these shots, that causes, it's like causing a stagnant stream. And when that water becomes stagnant, now it can coagulate. And it becomes like long ribbons of like latex. And it's just because it stops flowing and then it starts to coagulate.
So does that look like large blood clots to some people? Because I was reading where several embalmers were saying they were finding these mysterious blood clots. And it sounds more like what you're talking about.
Yep, it's part of it. It's the blood clots in the lungs, in the brain, in the heart. But these ones that that Dane Ruby was talking about and what the embalmers are talking about, it's like in the veins, like your long veins in your arms and your legs. It's
right,
like
that's what they were saying, the lungs and the veins.
They can't push in embalming fluid because they've got like long strings of like rubber, like latex rubber in them, because they've all that hypercoagulable, sticky material that's in their blood from getting these shots. It stops flowing and then starts sticking together.
Right.
All right, Joe, I got to jump in because we have approximately 1 hour and 4 minutes left in tonight's radio program, and we still need to raise $4,800 short of our goal. $4,800 short of our goal, folks. 888. We got to hear from you. We really got to hear from you. 888-281-1110. We are the voice of the Christian resistance nationwide, and this is why they're telling us now, the Department of Health and Human Services and Biden, you know, Joe Obama is saying now that people that continue to say what we're saying right now are going to be charged with misinformation for putting out propaganda and misinformation. He's trying to threaten to do this, but that's not going to stop us. We are going to continue. We will obey God and not Joe Obama. 888-281-1110. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Mary from New Jersey pledges 100. We need to hear from you right away.
Pastor, the reason you were saying that is we are part of that Black Robe Regiment that has, going back to the Founding Fathers, the British hated and feared the men of the Black Robe Regiment. And the government today hates pastors like you and anyone that preaches like you do, because it's about the same principle. It reminds me, there was a young man, Pastor John Peter Muhlenberg, and he was a pastor like his father, and he was preaching Ecclesiastes 3:1, you know, for everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. Well, when he closed his sermon, he said, in the language of the Holy Writ, there is a time for all things. There is a time to preach and a time to fight. And he threw off his robes, and he was wearing the uniform of an officer in the Revolutionary Army. And that afternoon, he headed up 300 men from his church, marched off to join Washington. He became a colonel of the 8th Virginia Regiment, served all through the war, and during that time he was promoted to a major general, went on to become a member of the Constitutional Convention, served as a congressman from Pennsylvania. But we need doctors like that to join the battle. We need pastors like that to join the battle. And we need
Christian soldiers
out there.
Yeah, you know, Joe, I wore a black robe Sunday when I preached the message on the Black Robe Regiment. Someone sent me a really nice black robe, and it was one of the patriots out there named Harry. But you know, I couldn't wear my uniform underneath; it didn't fit anymore. It's been a while, so. But anyhow, again, we see
the
point is.
This is the kind of people we need to stand up now and realize, America, we are in a battle. Whether you're a doctor, whether you're a lawyer, whether you're a pastor, or just a patriot citizen, this is the time to stand up and join this battle, because we are fighting a tyrannical government like England, only now it's our own government turned tyrannical on us, and it will be the patriots that stand and fight. And if we don't, we lose. If we stand and enough of us join this battle, we win.
Well, you know, 204 state legislators are now calling for 50 state audit decertification. No, that's congressmen. They're calling. 204 congressmen are calling for a 50 state audit decertification, where appropriate and possible, convening of the U.S. House of Representatives. So that's a start. 204 calling for it. We need a few more to get that.
Well, but people can call their local congressmen all across America. We've got stations from New York to San Diego down to Dallas and then Tampa, all across America. Get on the phone, tell your Congress critter, get involved and join that group.
Well, here, Biden, Joe Obama, is asking the courts not to allow the evidence brought out by that. What company is that again?
Dominion.
Do not allow. He's begging the courts not to allow Dominion the evidence and all the proof that they have against Dominion to be made known.
Right. There's a U.S. district judge. It's Amy Totenberg, has been considering releasing the redacted version of a report by a University of Michigan computer science professor. His name is J. Alex Halderman. And they found some interesting things, but it always makes me wonder what they found when the government is trying that hard, that desperate, to keep something from being revealed to the American people. If it's good news for the government, if Dominion got a clean bill of health, they would want to broadcast it from one end of this country to the other.
You're not kidding. Listen, Michelle and Phil from Florida pledged 50. Thank you, Michelle and Phil. Hey, Cherry, Chinese-made COVID-19 test kits handed out to over 100,000 Super Bowl fans. Listen to this. I mean, the Chinese-made, I mean, how stupid is that? I mean, when are people going to learn? I would not take a test kit from China, would you?
I wouldn't take a test kit from anybody. I mean, seriously, I don't care, you know, who made it. I'm not. You know, I saw a meme a while back after that said, you know, repeatedly cramming a Q-tip up your nose when you're healthy is a sign of mental illness.
Yeah.
And so, you know, continually testing on healthy people that we know that the PCR tests are fraudulent, they are inaccurate, and they may very well be impregnated with microtechnology that's going up inside of your nose. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. It wouldn't be just about not taking it. It would be not taking it at all from anybody ever.
All right. Very good. I know that they tried pushing that to where you would have to go in to get into a lot of these places, especially government offices, and we simply refused. And more and more people are refusing. People are starting to stand up. They're starting to awaken. But I was just absolutely amazed at how easily people fell for this whole scamdemic thing. And even today, they're still, every now and then you see them driving in their car with a mask on inside. But it's a horrible thing. It's a horrible thing what they're doing to the children with these masks on. It's, you know, here, you know, and I heard these mothers, they were complaining and crying about their children having to wear a mask in school. Dummy, get them out of the school. Get them out of there. Don't put them in a school where they're abusing children that way. Get them out, okay? If you have to homeschool or whatever, or just keep them at home. They're much better to be at home, because what they're learning in a public school system that would force a mask on a child, you don't want them to know anyhow, right?
That's true. And they can't think, and they're sleepy, and they're irritable. And, you know, every time you exhale, you're exhaling carbon dioxide, which is a bodily weight. It comes from moving your muscles. It comes from exercising. It comes from talking, that you take in oxygen and you breathe out carbon dioxide. It's acidic. And when you breathe it out, it's supposed to go out in the air as a bodily weight. When you're breathing it back in all day long in a mask, you're causing your body to become more acidic, which destroys your immune, which suppresses your immune system and feeds your cancer cells. And the other thing is, all day long while you're breathing and talking with a mask on, little particles of spit get on the inside of your mask. So it's like spitting on your face all day long because you're being a compliant, obedient slave by putting a face mask on. You know, the only time I ever wear a mask because I have to is on an airplane. That's it. Because I have to get places, they're too far to drive, and I can't afford to be obnoxious and get put on a no-fly list. But what's disturbing to me, Pastor, is when you go to the airport and you see people with two masks, a shield, gloves, and goggles on walking through an airport.
Now they're using nylons. They're finding out that women's pantyhose is one of the things that they're using to put on these masks. But, you know, we had, you know, and people, what gets me, Sherry, is the arrogance of some of these people. We went into the post office, and there were several of us in there. And this woman was in there wearing a mask, and she was having a bad day. And she looked at, because all of us people, all of us guys, we had faces, and we weren't wearing those face diapers. And she lets off on one guy, and who actually wasn't with us, but he was in there without a, you know, with a face. And she's yelling about how you ought to have, you know, you ought to care about other people. You should be wearing a mask. And I just said to her, the only reason you're wearing a mask is you have a mustache, and we all know it. And then that was it. She just shut up. She didn't say another word. It went over. It was too much for her, Sherry. It overloaded her. And she just went out the door. Now, you know what? She may not have had a mustache, but she got what she had coming. So,
well, I'm telling you that what we, you know, we have a on our store, if you go to drtenpenny.com, and at the top, there's a tab that says a store, and we have our vitamins there, and we also have our T-shirts and mugs and cups and our apparel. It's called our apparel tab, and I just love our T-shirts. I mean, I really love them, and we're creating new ones all the time. And the newest one that's in development right now is this is what it's going to say on the front of the T-shirt: the diagnosis code for germophobia is F40.9. Definition: an irrational fear of germs, a form of mental illness, COVID-19. we have made the entire world mentally ill by making them have a severe case of germophobia that truly has a diagnosis code that's in the category of mental illness. All these people that have to sterilize everything and you know, use the alcohol swabs and everything and wear masks and gloves and goggles and social distance and don't talk to anybody, and everything is touchless now and on and on and on. That is a form of mental illness. Just like cramming a Q-tip up your nose when you're healthy is a form of mental illness.
Sherry, we're coming up to a hard break, and I'm going to go to the break and come back, and I know you only committed for a half hour. We've had you here for an hour. And we are welcome to stay the rest of the program, but my guess is you probably want to get some beauty sleep. But hang tight, we'll be back right after this, and we'll be right back.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.